This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day, this night, and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves in your mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in us increase for thy glory in Jesus' name. Look deep down our hearts, deep down within our soul, there's any sin. That's so easily be said, so we just shake it off, actually put in the seal of forgiveness, cast it as far as the east is from the west. Oh, precious Father, pray that people's hearts to see thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties and anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Father, we thank in advance for answering prayers on requests, but most of all, that salvation will go forth and the kingdom of God may grow. For thy glory, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open up to the book of Psalms, 23rd chapter, and verse 3 says, He leadeth and guide me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Proverbs 14 and 12 says, there is a way to a man, but his end is the way to death or destruction. Also here in the book of Hebrews 12, verse 14, it says, pursue peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. This is the word of God. For the people of God, be the Lord and a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Just for the next few minutes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I want to talk about stay on the path that God has assigned for you to follow. Stay on the path that God has assigned for you to follow as his child. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are living in a time and a season where everyone and everything is trying to get your attention. We are living in a time where there are difficult times that are now and will be ahead in life. So we as a child of God have the decision to make each and every day that God allows us to be alive in the land of the living, to be on top of the ground not on top of us. So we have a choice to make. One thing about God, yeah, given us a choice. I am reminded of what Deuteronomy 5, verse 33 says. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord, your God, hath commanded you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it. Yes, God have given us He has given us a will, and it's up to us to will to do right or for us to will to do wrong in his eyesight. When we when our mind is totally surrendered to the leadership and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. When we make a decision that the world is behind us and the cross is before us, we have to be fully committed to do God's will. Yes, beloved, God orders your steps in order for you to fulfill the assignment, task, or purpose that he has ordained for your life. Again, here in Psalms 23, verse 3, he leads, he guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we obey God's command, we are acting in righteousness because God is a righteous God. God wants you as his child to live a righteous life, following the example of Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, God wants you as his child to live a righteous life, a life that is covered by the blood of Jesus for our sins. Yes, beloved, when God looks at us as born-again believers of Christ, he only sees Christ's righteousness. Yes, child of God, Jesus made a way for us to be declared righteous so that we could be in a forever relationship with God, the one who sits high and looks low, the one that has all power in his hand, the one that is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, believer in Christ, God has assigned you a demanding task, but his calling is what keeps you going when you do not want to go. And when you are ready to quit, I'm going to say that again for those that need to listen to it again. Believer in Christ, God may assign you a demanding task in 2023, but his call is what keeps you going when you do not want to go and are ready to quit. Yes, he promised. He never said it would be easy, but he promised to be with you. Jesus is saying yesterday, today and forevermore. God promised never to leave you nor forsake you, even in trying times, even when times and situations come against you. God will work it out if we just hang in there. Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. So, beloved, you need to accept that your future is not your own. You've been bought with a price. We belong to God. You see, God has a distinct plan and purpose for your life in 2023 and beyond. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the God of the universe has equipped you because he has called you for a tailor-made assignment preordained for you to do. Yes, beloved, on our part, He expects immediate obedience as our response when he calls us. There should not be no hesitation, nor no questioning. Only immediate action when God calls. So stay on the path that God has assigned you to follow. Simply saying, stay in your lane, your God-given lane for your assignment to be accomplished in order to not have no distraction, in order to be a participant and not a spectator. Yes, beloved, stay on the path that the Lord your God have commanded you to follow. Then you will live long and prosperous lives in the land you are in. You will occupy it because God is on your side. I am reminded here, child of God, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 26 and 27. It says, ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as children of the Most High God, we must press, for we must press on the path of life with Jesus Christ as our way. It is not without challenging as you strive to stay on that righteous path. I also am reminded in the book of Psalms 119, verse 133, order direct my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. People of God, our lives must always be in alignment with God by us abiding in his word, in his will, and in his way. Beloved, in order to be in God's will and way, we have to pray. Bible says here in Luke 18, verse 1, the because of the verse, men ought always to pray and not faint or lose heart. We must pray without ceasing, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray when things are good, when things are bad, just pray continuously on a daily basis, not always audibly, but be mindful about prayer. Have your mind on things above and not beneath. Humble yourself underneath the mighty hand of God. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cared for you. Humbly ask God to order your footsteps in his word. You see, God's word is biblical instruction before leaving earth. God's word is powerful and more sharper than any two-edged sword. God's word have been tested and stand even now in 2023. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will abide and endure forever and ever. We must faithfully walk in the path that God have assigned us to follow. We must stay in our God-given lane doing our God-given assignment. Where it says here in Proverbs 4, verse 25, let thine eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee, says the Lord. Child of God, there is a race. There is a race for you to win. If you keep on looking ahead, you will not be distracted. If you keep running with purpose in your mind, you'll be determined to run all the way to the end, to endure whatever may come. Sure, the wind may blow, the waters may rise, but you are determined and committed as a believer in Christ to finish your course, the race of life that is before you. Here we are reminded in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 26. It says, therefore I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. Beloved, I'm in it to win it. So, beloved, you need to take this race of life very seriously. You need to run with purpose, on purpose. You need to run this race of life with purpose, God-given purpose, and you must do it on purpose. No matter what people may say or do, God have called you and given you a tailor-made assignment to complete while you're here on planet Earth. So, beloved, stay focused on the lane where you are running. Stay focused on your God-given purpose, which is tailor-made for you. Running the lane that God have designated for you to run on a spiritual basis. Yes, child of God, you have a race to run. Yes, child of God, you have a price to achieve. So get in your own lane and stay right there. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Stay focused on your own God-given purpose and have a made-up mind to persevere all the way to the end. As the word says here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before prepared that we should walk in them. Here the Apostle Paul is letting the Ephesians know and encouraging them to keep moving forward in the things of God. He's encouraging them to let them know and reminding them that Ephesians 2 and 10 says, for we, God's special people, born-again believers of Christ, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before prepared are ordained, that we should walk in them. See, when God created you, he was thinking in his mind about you. He created you before he was in his mind, before he created you. But he created you for a specific, purpose, on purpose. He created you to be unique. You are not like anyone else. When he created you, he broke the mold. There's not another you on earth. There may be someone that may look like you, but that's not you. You are unique, wonderfully made in the image of God. So, beloved, as believers and disciples of Christ, we have three levels of expressing God's purpose for our lives. The first two general purposes are the same for all Christians, all born-again believers in Christ. And the third level is unique to each and every person. What they all have in common is this, is that God is the source of knowledge. God is the source of power to walk in all of his purposes for our lives. Isn't that a blessing to know that you'll never leave us nor forsake us? When we sort of get stuck in a rut and we don't know which way to go, God is still with us. When we are in the valley, dark and confused, God is still with us. When God allows us to have mountaintop experience and overcoming joy, he's still with us all the way to the end. So, beloved, as you are more intentionally in your Christian growth, your heart will desire what God does. And your mind will reflect, and your spirit will become more sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. This is there to be repeated, so I'll repeat it again. Again, we are talking about staying on the path that God has assigned for you to follow. Beloved, as you, as a child of God, are more intentional in your Christian growth, your heart will desire what God does, and your mind will reflect Christ, and your spirit will become more sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. I'm reminded in the book of Romans, I believe it's chapter 8, verse 14. It says, for all that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So here tonight, I want to encourage you, give you a word to stir you up in order to allow you to keep pressing forward without looking back. The Bible says that if we look back, we are not fit for the kingdom. Keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Keep pressing through your own mess in order to get God's best. So, child of God, your journey with Christ will fill you with hope. And it will help you to fulfill your specific purpose in life. To live with passion and impact in 2023. Yes, child of God, we have come too far to turn around. We have come too far through trials and tribulations. God have kept us. Bible says in the book of James, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation or various trials, because of trying the testing of your faith, work it patient, and let patient have a perfect work, that you will lack without wanting anything, but just resting in the Lord and in the power of his might. So we know that our journey with Christ is not easy. As a born-again believer of Christ, the Bible reminds us that all those that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Part of the persecution that we will suffer as a child of God is to be called everything but a child of God. When you are determined in your own heart and your mind is made up to live right, to do right, resistance will come. It may be from your family, your friend, a coworker, but it will come, because we are living in a time and a season where people flock to hear a lie and they will shy away from the truth. You see, the Holy Spirit reminds us as born-again believers of Christ that he will guide us, lead us in absolute truth. And absolute truth is the word of God. Our Christian manual, God has left it for us in order to read, to meditate, and to see what is there that he wants us to do. And what is there that he do not want us to do? You see, God is a righteous God. He's a just God. But there's one thing that God cannot do. Look at sin. Because sin is unrighteousness in God's eyesight. All unrighteousness in God's eyesight is sin. Bible says to know to do good or to do right. If you don't do it, it becomes sin. Righteousness in the eyes of God will cause us to live holy. It will cause us to do right, to live right, to treat others the way that we want to be treated. Yes, again, tonight we are talking about staying on the path that God has assigned for you to follow.
Your voice, sing a new song. Don't look back, this is where you belong. You see, time get hard, it can get wrong, but Jesus will take it right. That's what the song says. No matter what the problem, he will be right there singing, yeah.
Passion and impact. We as born-again believers of Christ, we have been called out from the world into God's kingdom. We have been called to be the light of the world and to be the salt of the earth. Our purpose in life as born-again believers of Christ, we have to remember that we've been bought with a price, that we're not our own anymore. The blood of Jesus, our sins have been forgiven. The blood of Jesus have covered it. But we still have an assignment, specifically for each and every one of us to do. You see, all that the world has to offer in 2023, as individually, we have to consider what God has done and is doing in our lives. We will one day have to stand before him and be accountable for our own personal action while we was here on planet Earth. Again, we are reminded that we have a choice to make on a daily basis. We have to choose what we will do with that tailor-made God-given assignment that he has given each and every one of us to do. All that the world, this earthly world that we live in, which is full of darkness and is decaying on a rapid pace, filled with sin. Yes, sure, when we look around in our communities, in our cities and towns, we see people going to and fro at a rapid pace, not even concerned about the things of God. That's why we can't go around trying to judge nobody, because we got to remember where we once was. And it's because of the prayers of our mothers, fathers, grandfathers, grandmothers, and everyone else that have crossed paths with us, that have spoken things in our lives about God, his grace and mercy, that we came to the place to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives. And because of God having mercy on you and I, and every believer in Christ, we are granted benefits in God's kingdom. We are heirs and joint heirs with Christ, but we still have a work to do, a unique, specific, God-given assignment on an individual basis. You see, all that the world has to offer in 2023, if we do our God-given assignment, and we endure all the way to the end, there's nothing that the world can compare to what the promises of God has for us, individually as well as collectively. See, the Bible says here in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. People of God, all believers in Christ, are called to the purpose to love God and to love others. Beloved, all believers also have the purpose to grow spiritually in Christ's likeness and to bear fruit to God's glory. We are reminded in the book of John 15, verse 1 through 5. Jesus said, I am the vine, and my Father is a vine dresser. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you except ye abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. These verses of scriptures that I read, which Jesus taught, let us know that without him, we can't do nothing. Two is always better than one. Because when one get weak, the other can come on the side and lift them up. So believers in Christ, again, you must intentionally focus in 2023 on fulfilling God's will in the different areas of your daily life. So stay on the path that God have assigned you to follow. Remember, you have a race to run spiritually, and you have a pride to achieve. So stay in your own lane, and fix your eyes on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith. Child of God, the condition of your spirit, the condition of your heart, and the condition of your mind can impact your influence on others, on how well they perceive God. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening, and those that will be listening at a later date, just for a reminder. Child of God, the condition of your spirit, the condition of your heart, and the condition of your mind can impact your influence on others, on how well they perceive God. You see, some people will never doubt the door of a church, of a church building, but they will watch how you live your life. If you proclaim to be a believer in Christ, a Christian, they will see how you live. They will watch what you say. Hallelujah. And guess what? They have the right to do that. Because we're all creation of God. But we're not all children of God. As a creation of God, we was once in sin. Because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But after having a born-again spiritual experience, after giving our life to Christ, we became a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new. So, beloved, you must ask God to give you wisdom and guidance in order to transform you from the inside out, in order for you to fulfill his desire for all areas of your life. Yes, people of God, each one of us was created with a specific purpose to fulfill. And this specific purpose is referred to as our Christian calling, our God-given calling. Yes, child of God, the way your God-given purpose shows up is in the world. Child of God, the way your God-given purpose shows up in the world, it will be unique to who you are as a person, referring to one of a kind. Yes, child of God, as God reveal your purpose, your telemade spiritual purpose for this new season of life, you will see your unique design and passion and your life experience will fit perfectly into his God, into his kingdom purpose. Child of God, what lights a fire inside of you? We are reminded here in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 13. It says, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Yes, beloved, finding your specific God-given purpose is a process that often takes much reflection over a period of time. Child of God, whether you are working to find or to prepare for or to fulfill your God-given purpose, be intentional about taking action towards your Christian goal, both from the inside and out. Stay on the path that God has assigned you to follow. Trust also in him at all times. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So child of God, believer in Christ, seek to transform areas within yourself and in your life where God is leading you to grow. Don't hold back. Tell God about it. Bible says, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. So, beloved, the more you develop the heart of God and the mind of Christ, the more you will sense and respond to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Because all three works as one and agree as one. So, beloved, keep focus. Focus in on your vision in 2023 instead of outside influences from the world. Bible says in Proverbs 29:18, the clause says, where there is no vision, the people perish. So always be mindful and always remember, keep your focus on your God-given vision, knowing that you are moving towards God's plan for your life. Make quality choices that fit with who you are and with your life situation. Plan simple and set goals that will stretch you in your faith, in the faith realm. See, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 let us know, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, make sure that your actions are attainable and have a workable schedule so that you can build confidence while progressing in your walk with Christ. Beloved, another thing that we must do in order to stay on the path that God have assigned it for you to follow, we must set up accountability support system with a friend or group which is needed at this hour in these times that we are living in. Yes, child of God, be patient to move within God's pace and within God's timing. Stay on the path that God has assigned for you to follow. Yes, the Bible says, in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, be confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Yes, child of God, the God of the universe has a purpose for you in every season. So you simply have to look up to God instead of looking around at your circumstances or situation. Beloved, always remember that in 2023 that you are created you were born and you were ordained for a specific God-given assignment on earth. Beloved, life on earth has no meaning when you do not know why God placed you here. But when you know your specific assignment on earth, you know that the timing in your life, you'll know the timing in your life. And when you finish it, you can proudly say, like the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course, my race. I have kept the faith. Stay on the path that God has assigned for you to follow. We love and pray that was something that was said in the teaching tonight that will encourage you and exhort you in the things of God. As we say amen and amen, we thank you for praying for us and with us. We thank you for letting others know about Seed of Faith Evangelistic Outreach Ministry, as well as Busting Loose and Faith Ministries, that on every Tuesday and Friday at 6 p.m., we'll meet with God by God's grace. So keep praying for us as we keep praying for you. You can continue to write us at P.O. Box 92864 Lafayette, Louisiana 70519. We are so grateful and thankful for each and every one of you. Have a wonderful, blessed, and safe night. When rain is falling, be sure to stay dry. May God keep you and bless you in all areas of your life. It's our prayer. Good night.